You're listening to Valley Edition. Central California has a long history of rich musical traditions of many genres, from country legends like Merle Haggard to rock stars like Journey's Steve Perry to Broadway icons like Audra McDonald. Folk music also has a very rich tradition here as well, thanks in large part to a scene that developed in the 1960s at a place in the Sierra called Sweet's Mill. It's the subject of a new book coming out later this year by Fresno folk musician Evo Bluestein, who joins us now. It's called The Road to Sweet's Mill, Folk Music in the West During the 1960s and 70s. Evo is also leading a concert celebrating the new project this Saturday at Fresno State, part of a new Music of the Americas concert series at the university. Evo, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I want to talk about the concert, but first of all, Sweet's Mill, what was this place and why was it so special?
Well, there was a loose-knit group of folkies in the 60s who started a folk club, kind of the predecessor of our current Fresno Folklore Society. And just enthusiasts in folk music. And they would sometimes, out of their living rooms, just pool their money to bring some guest performers from out of town. There were some folk clubs in Fresno, some little coffee houses. So the book is really not just about this music camp, but where folk music happened and why, sort of. Because, you know, it's not a prominent kind of thing, you know, amidst pop culture. And so it's about how people who ended up at this place in the hills got turned on to folk music at a time, you know, when there was no internet or other resources. Why did they choose it? How did they choose it? It wasn't so easy at that time to find it, to come across it. This music camp came out of this folk club.
So why did the scene develop? And was there anything particular unique about what was happening here? Was there a style that was associated with this region, so to speak?
Well, we had a few different aspects going on at the same time. There was a place out on the Kings River called Pierce's Park, which is a very colorful place. Some people might remember a very colorful place. It was a bar out in Centerville on the Kings River. But when Otis Pierce, an old codger from Missouri, a banjo player, and would unplug the jukebox and hide the balls from the pool table, live music would happen, and people would go out there. And it's just places like that where people would congregate and do folk music until Virgil Bixby, who was the owner of this land up in the mountains, he would stand up sometimes at these folk concerts and say, "Hey, why don't we all go to my place in the mountains? Go home, get our sleeping bags, and go up there and have they would just have these casual weekends up there," which eventually turned into a kind of folk music and dance festival. Little by little, there was a national awareness growing of folk music. And we hear often about the Greenwich Village, New York folk scene first, you know, with Bob Dylan and Dave Van Ronk and other people who came out of there. But we had our own West Coast thing happening. There was another Ozark musician, Ron Huey, was a welder in Fowler, who apparently was a well-known fiddler in Missouri. And so there were some important things going on, and those people played and performed around California. There was the Berkeley Folk Festival and the San Diego Folk Festival, so different things were happening. And Sweet's Mill was an obscure place to get to. The culture there developed to be not just American folk music, but international folk music and dance. And it influenced many things that came later. And that's part of the gist of the story.
You mentioned Ron Huey. I want to play a track now. This is track two that we have. This actually features Ron Huey as well as Peter Everwine. You talk about Fresno artists, a talented poet.
He was a colleague of my father's in the English department at Fresno State, and a very fine banjo player, as was my father. But Peter Everwine and Ron Huey and a great guitarist, Frank Hicks, were the nucleus of this square dance band, sort of. The Sweets Mill Mountain Boys, as they came to be known. And they did go to the various folk festivals around the state. And so shall we hear that track?
Yeah, let's go ahead and listen to that now. Again, the Sweets Mill Mountain Boys, one of the selections that Evo Bluestein brought with him today, documenting the history of folk music in Central California, a very traditional sound there. Was there also a political element to this as well? As we know, folk music has often been a voice of champions of change and saying, calling things out.
I'm glad you brought that up. Certainly it has. A lot of the people who came to that place were more interested in the traditional music and dance forms that were not so politically oriented. But there's a chapter in this book, which is an interview of Agustin Lira, who was one of the architects of the music and theater scene for the United Farm Workers in the 60s, working with Cesar Chavez. And during the big meetings, which had, you know, Filipinos and Chicano Mexicans and different people, farm workers from all over the place. They wrote little scenes, little theater pieces, depicting the struggle. And Agustin was very much part of that and became a composer, performer, and was very influential in the whole movement for the United Farm Workers.
It also sounds like what you're talking about there also applies to, you mentioned the fiddlers, the folks who came out from places in the Midwest, the Ozarks and such, very much a music that's brought to this area by immigrants in some way.
You're reminding me of a wonderful little part of this story, which is, so I was working on interviews with people for this, who were prominent in the early days of this music camp. A bunch of open reel tapes came my way. So the very same interviewees performing at Sweets Mill in the 60s and 70s, which is amazing to run across. And in there was a recording. I'm sitting there listening to the music from recorded in the mountains in 1960, right near here. And there's this recording of some Chicano singers, folk singers, and legendary mandolinist named Kenny Hall, and they were kind of jamming. And Kenny said, "Oh yeah, I know some Mexican pieces." He went into this tune, and this other Chicano singer said, "Oh, I know that," and he started singing this ballad. There's a CD accompanying the book, which has this wonderful track on it, which is a nice combination.
We'll look forward to that. When is the book coming out?
We don't know exactly. It's kind of in limbo right now. It's all done, basically. Just these projects are a little more complicated than the kinds of CDs I've made all my life, records yeah. I've made all my life. This is quite involved. So it's not quite timed with the concert. However, the College of Arts and Humanities wanted to have a folk music series, a concert series, and started off with this celebration for the book. And so the schedule for that series is up and running with this concert, even though the book we'll have to inform you when the book is actually out.
So the concert's tied to Earth Day. Tell us what's coming up. We just have a little bit of time left.
So I will perform. We have some of the best of the Fresno Folklore Society, Barry Schultz and Terry Barrett, old-time musicians, Don Beadle and Karana Hattersley-Drayton, and Augustine and Patricia Wells Solarsano, the singers I mentioned to you already, and some young people who are students of mine, the Gilly Girls, who just in by way of showing you the tradition lives on, and there's new generations doing this music.
That's great to hear. Again, it's taking place at Fresno State at the Concert Hall?
Or? It's in the old music building
in the
Wahlberg Recital Hall.
That's coming up this Saturday. What time?
7 p.m. And I know people think it's crazy to go to Fresno State. It's hard to get into, but it isn't. On the weekends, parking is easy. And if you park just to the west of the amphitheater, you'll be right near the old music building.
Sounds great. And we look forward to that book as well. Evo Bluestein, documenting the rich folk music traditions of Central California. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.